From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Baghdad last night, kidnappers took captive the Egyptian envoy to Iraq. Officials found the diplomat's car this morning, but there were no reports on who had kidnapped him. Also this weekend, car bomb explosions yesterday killed 6 police officers and injured more than 25 people. While enduring constant violence and infrastructure failures, the residents of one western Baghdad neighborhood are also suffering from an almost complete collapse of the water system. An attack on a pumping station 10 days ago caused severe shortages, and an explosion at another pumping station this week finished off the system. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports on how people are coping.
The patriarch of a prominent Shiite family, 63-year-old Arif Jadan, sits in his living room wearing the traditional Arab robe, or dishdasha. In the over 100-degree heat, he's glum, and no wonder.
The person needs air and water. This is the first things. So now we didn't have water.
There hasn't been water in his neighborhood of El Alam for 15 days.
It became a big problem for us. Almost our mind is engaged in this area. We forget everything now. Just how can we get the water? You know, since we woke up in the morning, we try to, you know, to see who has water in the area.
The only place they can do that is at their neighbor Abu Amar's house.
Haida!
There, around 2 dozen women and children clutching empty jerry cans and plastic bottles wait patiently outside. Abu Amar's home is the only one here that has access to water because it's built low. The 2 attacks on pumping stations means that there's no water pressure, but there is some remaining water in the pipes. So a pump in the basement is used to extract it. From there, a hose is attached so that the water can be fed upstairs. It's a convoluted process that only works when there's electricity. And Abu Amar's wife says that it's far from perfect. Because the water has been sitting in the pipes, it's dirty. For sure this water is inadequate, she says, but what can we do? We have to take it. Abu Amar says it's the only way to help the people in the neighborhood. He says, we're doing it for the sake of God. We have to help each other. After 2 years of spotty electricity, long gas lines, tenuous security, and unemployment, people in Baghdad's neighborhoods have learned to rely on each other. There is an Iraqi saying, El Jar Lil Jar, which means neighbors are there for neighbors, and never more so than now. And when the hose finally starts spilling out water, people's faces light up. But still Jawad, who's getting water for her 7 children, says the situation is impossible. I took 7 buckets from this morning, she says. I've got a migraine, but what can I do? What's more, I live on the 2nd floor. Next to her, Ahmed says she doesn't have time to boil the water, and she's afraid of getting ill. Yes, it affects our health, she says. I can't boil it because I have no time to do all that. We use it for washing and for drinking, she says. Bottled water is expensive, and many can't afford it here. 33-year-old Abu Ali blames both the government and the insurgents who launched the attacks against infrastructure. He says the government must repair the bad pipelines, and the insurgents want to harm people, he says. There have been water shortages in the past due to out-of-date equipment, but the situation has become critical with the repeated attacks, which leaves the people here with mounting problems in their daily lives. Politicians, too, are feeling the heat. Baghdad's mayor threatened to quit this week because of infrastructure problems. Today, the Baghdad Water Supply Authority announced that they were working round the clock to repair one of the pumping stations. If that fails, they said, they will begin trucking water to parched residents from the reservoir. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.